Though actually it is the same earth. Tiger dream. Sun from behind the mountain, falling on the threshers and reflecting from the lake, gains depth from the sound of falling. The sound of water over stones at the lake's edge is like a darting bird. If she wakes, she couldn't say the bird disappears, but its breath dissolves like an undertow at sea. How igneous, fiery, and lucid are the bodies of tigers, she muses. Commentary. Each day the sun slips over the crest of the hill and lights the yellow grass. A cat climbs the hill as though dawn were in its head, entwining pieces, petals in branches. A day moon slides below low tide. Fallout from one's skin protects it from further harm. Tide emits tide as she wanders down the coast, empty as a battered jug. A woman carries a jug, dexterously embroidered on silk. The woman's skin shines like the interior pink of a river. The dimensions of the jug's magenta is implicit yet exacting. Out is not a direction, but an aspect of conference around the jug's battered aggregates. Bringing yellow out, where out is a structure of color and light, intensifies out, as if its DNA changes. There is an hour in which her memory will be there, where light falls in rain on a tiger's flickering head. A stone woman prays, hearing sun in sun. She dreams its precise nest. A magenta flower glows so that I feel free at last. A magenta flower glows, disappearing in its skin. Light jumps back, as if she has that person again. Death is color added to color. Color learns color by touch, like the feel of rain from one's bed. What if the occurrence of harm refers to the difficulties of offering the harm? In the broad space of an animal, a wound in a woman's thumb feels like embroidery of jasmine and honeysuckle. The necessity of something and its form is the tiger sleeping, tail to tail, in tandem with something.